from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Respectful and cruel. Personally, I don't care much. I would never trade places with anyone. Being African is special. However, for young African and African-American kids who admire and listen to Gilbert, these comments can make you think less of yourself and make the rest of the world think less of Africans. Those who are easily missed may make comments that reflect self-hate more than pride. There is nothing about our history that we should run away from. Mm-hmm. I actually want to thank both of them for giving us this platform to respond and inform others. We've worked very hard in the last 4 years to be here, and we can't allow mere seconds to take that away. Instead, let's appreciate the moment and use these comments as an opportunity to educate. Being loved is always better than being tolerated.
I mean, that dude right there, we were talking about it on Monday, just giving him a respect burger for what he's done for their basketball program there. It's about how essentially he's been the Grant Hill of putting that thing together.
Very impressive.
And again, they didn't get their independence until 2011 from Sudan. So just the man that Luol Deng is. But then you talk about this right here, saying you thank them?
Yeah.
I mean, that's extreme class.
Yeah.
That's on a whole nother level, but just pointing it out and spinning it to this is an opportunity for us to talk about it and thanking them after they say some pretty, especially Gilbert, some pretty ignorant things. I mean, that's a whole nother level in terms of my respect for that man.
Well, and that he was called to do this, right, for South Sudan, to become the president of the South Sudan Basketball Federation. The fact that he wanted to get, put his hands on it. And invest himself in, a tough job, right? I mean, that's a very difficult job. I mean, with no, basketball history as a team to speak of. I mean, just getting your independence 7 years ago, right? is an amazing feat. And so, the grace, I would say, that he showed in the face of, disrespect, clearly.
Especially from Gilbert. Talking about the tribe and stuff. I mean, that was...
Yes.
Like I said, we all joke around, and we probably did too, about that game and matchups and opponents, but clearly a line was crossed. I guess I'll give Gilbert the credit of understanding after hearing from Luol Deng, understanding, man, I messed up.
Right.
For apologizing.
Right.
But again, this is territory that we see sort of these two guys in all the time.
Exactly.
I'm not someone, and I know he said some things on there, Gilbert Arenas, that we've discussed.
Yep.
There have been times where he's made news of that podcast, but I'm not a guy who subscribes to it or watches it,
mm-hmm.
and this one certainly won't change that.
Agreed. But handled very. I mean, I admire the.
And Deng is something else.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And you look him up, and you like do your research on him, and you see over the years he's been this. Like John Paxson loved him, as a person and as a player. He just raved about him back in the day. So this is just who Luol Deng is,
Probably who Gilbert Arenas is as well.
Exactly. I mean, Gilbert's reputation precedes him. I mean, he brought guns into the locker room. He's not the most thoughtful person in the world.
But to his credit, it seems like his podcast is popular enough. I mean, I constantly see reels from it or, little snippets.
Right.
He's built this thing up.
I will.
That one where him and Kwame were going back and forth. And so, I mean, he's had this now for at least a couple of years, right? I mean, so it's obviously doing well enough.
Right. I will give Gilbert credit for the apology. I mean,
well, you have to do it. If you're not, you're even more of an ass.
Right.
After it's been put in your, like we like to talk about, that mirror's been put in your face like that.
Right.
And you see how ignorant you sounded. If you do not apologize, I think it speaks to even more of the kind of person you are. At least he's got a little bit of soul in him. Yeah, I'm just saying I made a mistake here.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's the latest that happened with, you know, in the wake of U.S. Barely getting it done over South Sudan.
Barely got it done over Germany, too, and we're going to see. You know, now we'll, when was that first one, Saturday, would you tell
Sunday.
Me? Sunday.
Sunday at 10:15 our time.
That's what you're locked into.
Yep. So Saturday is Saturday 4 a.m. You want to get your pot going. Get ready to go.
Get my folders going.
Spain, Australia, 4 a.m. So that's a good one. It's going to be followed by Germany and Japan. Not so much a good one. And you'll have basketball all throughout the day on Saturday. So let me get the schedule for you, my guy. I'm happy to do that. I'm an Olympics guy. So you have 4 a.m., Australia, Spain, 6:30 Germany and Japan, 10:15 France, Brazil, 2 o'clock Greece, Canada. Sunday, 4 a.m., South Sudan, Puerto Rico. 10:15, Serbia, United States. So that's your basketball for Saturday and Sunday that I can see so far.
Did China women make it?
I don't know. Good question.
That woman that you were so infatuated with, that young 17-year-old or whatever she was, that's seven something.
I don't know.
Will we see her?
That's a damn good question. I think so. They did.
Excellent.
They sure did.
Well, that'll give me more reason to tune into the women's side.
They play...
As they look for their eighth
Sunday at 6:30
Okay.
Against Spain.
All right. I'll be looking for her.
Big favorites.
You put us on her.
What's her name? Ziyu Zhang? Beast. Let's see. Can I bet on on China? Yep. Plus 6.5. I'm all over it. I'm all over China on Sunday.
Now, looks like we piqued your interest.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up.
Side.
Sunday, 6:30, big dog. I mean, who is going to hold her?
Yeah, you've studied them.
Can't nobody hold her. I mean, for real. Ziyu Zhang is her name, I think.
Mm-hmm. She's a sight to see, I will say that.
Zhang, I had it backwards. Zhang Ziyu. Zhang Ziyu.
Be respectful.
She's 7'3". As a woman!
And she's like 17.
I got to, like... Do you think China can't be the favorite? The women are the United States are the favorite.
Yeah, they're going
to
win eight
straight. Can we silver?
No.
China's 33-1. So they have the fourth best odds.
Asia going to dunk on her.
But here's what I'm trying to figure out, though. If China and Spain are 33-1, why is it a 6.5-point spread? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's the interesting thing.
Maybe you found something there.
I just think 6.5, too many.
A little too many, huh?
I'm betting on Zhang Ziyu for the vibes. You bet your ass I am.
I'd like to see her matched up against Edie.
Yeah, that's one for the ages.
7'3", 7'4".
That's right. Now, I think, you know, from a physical standpoint, we'd be in big trouble. Big trouble. But, I'd like to see Angel Reese up against Zhang Ziyu. That's the real test.
But we pull down double-digit rebounds on her.
I don't know.
That's what we do. It's what we did in the All-Star game.
Yeah, have you not seen Zhang Ziyu's hoop mixtape?
Dude, you have sent me several videos on her. I've watched her.
You're not impressed.
Angel Reese will wipe the floor with her from a rebounding standpoint, yes.
If we get summer league fouls, I think it might be interesting. If we get 10 fouls, we got a chance.
No, we don't.
She had 44 points in the under-18 Asia Cup, by the way.
Again, that was going against little girls.
Against New Zealand, she had 36-13. I mean, she's an absolute beast.
You
bro.
Said the key is under 18.
I mean, look at this.
But she's about to be going against
grown women.
Look
at this. Look at this, bro. This is hilarious.
See, she's just playing. It's like she's playing against children.
Well, I mean, this is
and
the best.
And they are
New
because
Zealand
that's under 17.
Look at this.
You
oh, you get off me. Get off me.
I don't see a lot of skill, actually, Brad. You can't see it, but I'm watching the video. And I just see a woman that's taller than everybody just turning and
look
sort
at this.
Of throwing it into the basket.
This is entertainment at its absolute
Just be
finest.
Careful. Don't be Gilbert Arenas or Paul Pierce here.
No, I'm. It's,
and,
it's
and
a,
you
it's
will
a,
be. You'll
it's
be
an
very
extremely
careful.
Tall woman, regardless of nation, is an extremely tall woman, and nobody has an answer. I mean, 7'3" as a woman is crazy.
That's 17 and under, dude. This is a different level. Diana Taurasi's 40-something.
I mean, I don't
know. This is a team of women we are sending over there.
She dominated, though. She dominated every stop. Korea, she dominated. New Zealand, she dominated.
But we got Asia and we got Griner.
Yeah, dude. I mean, she's only 16 years old.
I thought she was younger than I thought. I thought you'd said 17.
I think she's 17 now.
We're flummoxed. That's how we're going to leave her.
You going to watch it?
With our bigs.
She is the main attraction of women's Olympics.
Yeah, I imagine NBC's going to make us watch. They'll give us some cuts of it.
I don't know if she starts, though. She may come off the bench.
She don't start.
She's 17. She's 17, bro. You can't start her. You got to bring her off the bench. I mean, unless she's, and I don't know. I haven't seen her against the Olympic teams.
There's no way they're as good with her off the floor. She has to start.
I need to look up China.
No, you don't, actually. You don't need to look it up.
I think we might have an edge here. We may have an edge. It's in the form of 7-3. Zhang Ziyu. Yes, sir. I'm ready. Sunday, 6:30 a.m. I'm getting up early to watch the Chinese women. I'm
glad I can get you excited about that.
I'm going to use this.
Didn't know it was going to
I'm going to use this on BetMGM tonight. I'm going to say, I got one more Olympic.
Excited.
Gave you some content.
I got one more
show this evening.
That is awesome, man. That is awesome. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the demolition going on right now at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. Talk to him about Memphis football. A little Tiger basketball and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You got a fantastic meal. You're living free. Eating Sonic. I'm so
grateful. All right. Jeff Cox is going to join us here in just a moment, but I was on social media this morning before I got in, and our friend Trista Crick has been doing obviously her main job is BetMGM tonight, right? But she's been filling in for a lot of different places. She's been in Chicago on 670. She's done some stuff on The Fan. And most recently, she has been on the It Is What It Is show with Cameron and Mace.
I know that show.
You love that show.
It's a big show.
Do you love that show?
No, I don't tune in, but okay. I've read about it.
I think it's like an independent. It's like interesting. It's like just on YouTube. I don't think it's like, you know, they have like a, they're not affiliated, right, with anybody. I think
we talked about it recently because I don't know if you saw Cameron's appearance on CNN about Puff.
Yes, I did see that. It was very odd.
We talked about the show he's on with Mace because of that.
Yeah. But it's entertaining.
Clearly, Trista didn't hold it against him.
No.
And loves those guys.
And she's been going on quite a bit the last couple of weeks.
Oh, she's a multiple-time guest?
Yes.
On that show?
Yes. And today...
She's blowing up.
She, again, this is our friend of the show, Trista Craig. She made an appearance, and she started the show off with a freestyle.
Uh-oh.
Take a listen.
It's not a hoax, my approach is different from the few white folks that broke through the business. Move maker, rule breaker, catch us in the newspaper, causing attention just like a new Laker. Introduce myself as fate, style is rude, smile is cool, delivery smooth, artillery cause I'm a lyricist too. What happened to street hop? Chilling on the corner just waiting to beatbox. Now my voice is like D-Vox with their heat cock, posted on the block with their rocks and Reeboks. And I do this for the kids in suburbia, and I do this for the thugs that I'll tie you down and murder you. Rocking sweatsuits or dress up in three-piece. Pleats on Wall Street to be clacking with three heats. Now listen, please don't label me as one of them. They don't want me as fake. They want me little Eminem. I'm not Bubba. Beastie Boys are even Everlast. And I polish new gimmick that everybody is us. Boom, I know. Now changing politics. My mission is making hits and I'm out to rock shows. And now Cam and Mace about to change the industry. You don't have to smoke weed or even drink some Hennessy. The sinus we ain't nearly vanilla cause never that. We smoke more than fiends with the pocket full of crack or a hot gag. Hot tracks for a meal. I ain't quite like the unit, but I'm looking for a deal. That was fun.
Hey.
Yes. Sounds like she's looking for a deal.
Looking for a deal.
I thought I was supposed to be looking for a deal.
How did they respond?
Cameron wheeled her off. He came and grabbed her and wheeled her off. Is that correct, Brad? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he wheeled her off. I think he's, you know.
Like the Apollo, where they like where
bit.
They pull.
It's like a bit, right? It's like, oh, get this, you know, the white girl's freestyling, the, you know, the inmates
yeah,
running
they
the
didn't
asylum.
Do the Apollo hook, but you, he was coming in
but
and
it was
just wheeling her in the
lines.
Wheelchair. No, just like take the chair and
no,
wheel
I think
her
Trista's actually a great fit for that show, to be totally honest.
That's,
I think
she's talented.
She's killing it. Yeah, I mean, obviously, she blew us away with the freestyle there.
That's good.
That takes, I mean, Cameron and Dipset, man, that, I mean, back in the day, they ran stuff. You know, so that takes a lot of guts to do that. Mace, too. Breathe, stretch, shake, let it go. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think Mace was running anything.
Mace was underrated.
Puff was running him.
Mace was underrated, I would say. He
wasn't running anything.
Well, he left the game and became a preacher.
He was a performer on Bad Boy. I mean, yeah. That's it. They all got abused in terms of financially.
Yeah.
Puff took advantage.
But I always liked Mace.
She put a lot of work into it.
How many mics? How many mics are we giving Trista's freestyle?
And I appreciate the lyrics. Is that what they do, mics?
Yeah, and then what the source
what
does.
Is this a five mic thing?
Yeah,
is
I
that
think
what
so. Five mics,
okay.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of pressure here.
I mean, I can go first.
I know what you're going to do. It's five mics for you.
I'm going to go four.
You
I'm
absolutely
love it. I'm
going to
go four mics. I'm going to go four out of five mics.
Oh, I knew how you were going
to
grade it.
Four,
I bet,
I'm going to go four
I guarantee
five
you, Brad, go
I,
four or five mics,
I
too.
I think some of that was, I think she definitely wrote that ahead of time. Maybe that's
like, yeah, she's had that for a while.
Yeah, old song, right? That's an old
but
thing.
It's original lyrics. You can tell. You got to respect them, whether it was
yeah,
you know, she
no,
wrote them
I mean,
10 years
yeah,
ago
no question.
Or she wrote them now.
Or even
this is her
think,
chance
yeah,
to
more like
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you have more in the tank?
Okay,
no,
you want
is there more.
You're left
if she
more.
Wants a deal, like
right,
for
right,
real.
Right, right,
and it
right.
kind of sounded like she was really trying to look,
yeah, no,
show them that.
I think she has a great you know, flow, though. I think she has like a great delivery. I mean, for
today,
she's a media person. She's not like a, she's not a, an artist. She's not trying to go rap for Columbia or Interscope or something like that.
You know who she sounded like? She sounded like, you remember Criss Cross? This is who she
yeah,
sounded
that's not,
like.
That's not a compliment, is it?
Well, yeah, I don't think that's who she's
exactly,
going for.
Exactly, BC. Like,
she sounded
saying,
like damn maybe, Criss Cross,
15,
bro.
20 years ago, we might have gone, holy cow.
She's good. She's Criss Cross.
But let me tell you this right now, and this is no fault of hers. And I noticed this again at the BET Awards. Let's take a look at our women rappers right now and some of the requirements for that.
Right.
And there's a lot that I don't think Trista would be a part of, and to be super successful in the game right now, the rap game.
Yeah.
It's not just your lyrics and what's coming out of your mouth. Let's be real too. It's how you look, it's what you got on, it's how you're twerking.
Right.
I mean, just look at all of those acts that we just saw at the BET Music Awards, and all of them at one point went to twerking. Trista's not going to do that.
It's wiggity-wiggity-wiggity-wiggity.
My point is, that seems like a requirement. So in today's age, even with those lyrics, she could not be successful, I feel like, because we have moved into an age where we expect that of our women rappers. I was talking about how much of a breath of fresh air Lauryn Hill was on the BET Awards, because that was a deal where it wasn't just all about the ass. And that's just being honest. That's today's women's rap game. It really is. I mean, Cardi B will shake it too.
Except Glorilla.
Glorilla shook it, fool. That's what I was saying. It was like, Glow, you don't have to do it, but you get beside Meg, you're gonna shake the tail.
Yeah.
That has become a part of it, and that's why Trista couldn't be successful today. Because first of all, she would say no.
Yeah.
But and then second of all, if she did say yes, it wouldn't be sane.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
But I appreciate, in case you're going to send this back to her.
I'm not going to.
Well, Jason only gave you one mic.
No, it was really good.
Jason was hating on it. I appreciate the work that she put into those lyrics.
I think she definitely is an incredible MC.
This is a key. The boldness to be up there, to go up there and
put
do it in
there.
Front of real guys, real rappers. Like, you can't do nothing but respect that.
That's insane.
All that says, she couldn't do it in today's game, because today's game is...
No, it's 4 out of 5 mics for me. And I'm docking one because it wasn't truly a freestyle. Right, it wasn't truly like off the dome, you know what I mean? It was definitely an old song that she had in the chamber. But again, she did update some of the lyrics. You know, she had stuff in there about the Lakers. She had stuff in there about Cam and Mace running the industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, hey,
that was a little brown nosing.
You
personalized it. You're in there with them. Apparently, Cameron didn't find it impressive if he's wheeling her off.
I think that's just a joke. I think he's actually really impressed.
Did they say that they liked it?
I didn't catch that.
Well, you're going to have to text Tristan and ask her, and you can let me know off air.
Yeah, so I'm going 4 out of 5 mics, and you?
Again, if she's been on multiple times, haven't you seen I don't really want to grade her?
You're going to go 3 out of 5?
I think I've laid out my case.
Gotcha. It's 4 out of 5 for me, though. Stand as the show's rating, then? Sure. 4 out of 5 mics?
I think it should.
Yeah. So, again, saw that. I enjoyed it. I was thoroughly entertained by it, and that is the
question
idea.
Is, were you inspired?
Well, I mean, I really never got in the stew like that, you know? Like, she clearly had studio time. But I definitely know this. I can write.
You never had had an actual delivery or style. It was just doing Eminem.
I can write, though.
There was never, how's John going to do this? What's his approach?
I think
we
like,
know you can rap, but can you deliver it? We don't know.
I don't know either. I think at this point in my life, we'll probably never know.
No, because it'd be cringe.
And I don't think I would tell people, man, if I just ever had a chance to be a rapper, I could have done it. No, I do know this, though.
Because you're not bold.
If you need me to write a diss track, I'll do it for you, and we'll make it count. That I trust. That I know.
Ghostwrite himself.
I can be a ghostwriter. Boom. Anyway, good stuff from Tristan.
And, again, respect.
Respect.
It takes a lot.
Can we get a respect burger for Criss Cross?
Cojones to do that.
Crick Cross.
Respect. I think Brad hit it on it, though. It kind of sounds like
it does.
Right?
It does kind of sound like that. You know, she's a woman. She doesn't have much.
But she came up in the Criss Cross era.
The base, you know.
Have any problem with her being that sort of the foundation of her delivery.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. All right, when we come back, Jeff Cogg's going to join us on the other side. We'll drop a beat for him, see what he can do right here on 106 in Park. Stick around. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN. Jeff Cogg,
Jeff Cogg, who they want?
Is the host of the Jeff Cogg Show, columnist for the Daily Memphian. Did you feel like a part of you died when that part of the Liberty Bowl came down? Were you emotional?
No, I wasn't emotional. I thought it was cool watching it start to come down. And then since then, I have, you know, I'm like, this wasn't a build. Sometimes when a building is blown up or destroyed, like I can, you know, you think about whatever, the old Checker Dome in St. Louis where the Memphis Tigers played played for a championship. People can get nostalgic about buildings that are now gone. This building isn't going to be gone. So I wasn't actually that taken or captured by the nostalgia of the moment. I will say, though, that subsequently, listening to people and seeing people on social media react to it, I've seen a bunch of people say the seats that I've sat in for 27 years are now gone. And I do understand why, it's going to come back as a very different building. And so I actually understand why. I don't think anyone regrets the progress that's being made. It's about time. But I do understand why, if you've sat in the seat with your dad, whatever else, or your uncle or your whatever for, 32 years, why it makes you feel a little wistful when you see a big hole there.
In terms of this season and the team that's going to play in Simmons Bank, and we know obviously the renovations won't be finished for a while, set that to the side. Although, you will be limited in terms of attendance. I guess it's down to, 30-something thousand. Jeff, I've been listening to you, and I think you're probably right. You've made the point that we've talked about the excitement that seems like it surrounds the opportunity that Memphis football has, and yet, has that translated to season ticket sales or are things as bubbly over there as it feels like on the outside looking in? I'm just curious, by the time we roll around to game day, knowing what you do about this fan base and the fact that for the first time ever it's been picked to win, the American, sure, maybe ticket sales didn't go through the roof, but don't you think by the time we get to kickoff, there will be a pretty palpable level of excitement that's different from what we've experienced the last few years?
Well, I certainly think that it'll be different than the last few years. I mean, if you compare this to last year,
yeah,
I really think there was, at the very least, skepticism.
Agreed.
About Ryan Silverfield.
Absolutely.
And the truth of the matter is, most people were out on him. You know, that's what I think. Not everybody, but I think generally speaking, most people were out on him. And so it's dramatically better than that. Yeah. And that's to his credit. It's hard to turn that around when that's going off the rails. And then to do it with a season where you honestly don't even make the
kind of crazy
championship game.
Crazy.
It's kind of remarkable. It's kind of unprecedented. But it goes to show what bringing back a 4-year quarterback will do. And by the way, that's to his credit. Some people, I got one guy who wrote me, he said he's wasted one of the best quarterbacks that Memphis has ever had. As if just God bestowed the quarterback on him, and he was eight. No, Ryan Andrew had to recruit and keep Seth Emerson.
Absolutely.
Right? And so he has turned it around, and there is some excitement. I'm just, you never know. I love the first week of football, and I love heading into a new season, and I don't care who the opponent is. I think it's kind of nicer if you get an automatic win. Okay. You don't have to wrestle with the possibility of losing. And so I think there will be excitement. There'll be people happy to see each other again and out on Tiger Lane. And I'm just not exactly sure, and I'm curious about it, because I'm hopeful that the actual fans in the seats excitement is going to live up to what we say, the momentum we always talk about. But I'm just not, I don't know the answer to that.
That's right.
I just don't know, because, I mean, John and I know this. If you write a story about Memphis football for the Daily Memphian, it doesn't get as many people reading it as you would think, right? Like basketball stories get more still. And so it doesn't, I have a hard time judging what the quote-unquote level of excitement is. I hope that, particularly with the reduced capacity, that they, are selling out a bunch of their games this year. One would hope they would, because they've certainly had the off season to merit it.
Yeah, I can't lie. I never want to write about Memphis football ever again.
What, because nobody reads it? Is that what y'all are telling us?
I mean, damn, man. I might be talking to myself.
It's a little, one of the insidious things about journalism now is you know how many people read something, right? And so, and it's not really, at the Daily Memphian, it's not quote-unquote clickbait, because most of our stuff is subscription only. So if you click on a story and you don't subscribe, it doesn't, get us anywhere. It's not you'd like to write stories that people like to read. That's natural, right? You want to serve the people. It first occurred to me back when I used to write, 7 straight columns off the golf tournament, because it was a civic duty and it was the big thing and whatever else. And then it came depressing, people don't read his golf columns. Like, right. There's a few people who do, but people don't read them. And then, so then, like, okay, man, I rolled 7 straight. I'll just write one on the first day and one on the last day and one of whatever. It does affect your news judgment of what you cover, whether that's appropriate or not appropriate. And so we know what people read.
Right.
Just for example, John had a column earlier this week about whether Memphis Tiger basketball team was going to make the tournament this year. And on day 3, it had still been out a couple days. It was getting many more people reading it than a column about Memphis football. It was fresh right off AAC Media Days. So what is? I don't know what that tells you. Again, well,
I think we know what it tells us.
Just how programmed we continue to be. I mean, it's just that's been the state of things for over a decade. That's been decades now, right? You know,
this is supposed to be a down year for Memphis basketball. Okay?
Right, and it's supposed to be a year of great momentum.
The interest level doesn't wane.
I will say, there have been years. What interesting thing, though, is everyone wants to read about the Liberty Bowl. Like, those stories did very well, right? So,
well, that's a little different.
Well, what do we think the reasoning for? Why is that different?
Because that's a civic institution.
The building itself.
It's been here since 65. It's a big renovation. Hmm. You know, like, I think that's a little... Because you saw people that weren't Memphis fans reading and commenting on that story.
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever... Okay. I mean, if you're talking about when is the biggest, the most fever pitch been about Memphis football... And I can remember times of real excitement, right? But they generally are after wins, before big games. You know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. You just beat Ole Miss, you just beat Mississippi State, you just beat Tennessee. Obviously when game day came to town, it feels like with Memphis football that the games have to create that excitement. The season has to create that excitement. Whereas for Memphis basketball, the excitement's just always there. Or the interest.
That's well put. Yeah. I think I would subscribe to that.
It needs to be jump-started by the team, what it does on the field every year. And by the way, if they go south for 2 straight games, then people bail.
No doubt.
There was that one season when people sort of bailed. What was it? Norvell. They kind of bailed mid-season, and then they started winning games at the end, and like they picked up again. It really has to be. It can't be assumed with Memphis football. The interest level cannot be assumed.
Well, no, it's dependent.
I'm with you.
It's dependent. Let's be clear. It not only can it not be. It's dependent on Memphis football being awesome. I mean, not even good. But awesome, because they were good last year, and nobody wanted to hear it. So, you know, they weren't great, but they were good. Like, if Memphis basketball had the equivalent season, which I would say would be making a tournament appearance, maybe winning a game, people would be clicking and reading and interested, right? It's just the truth.
It is interesting to see. It's just interesting, and it shows how deep this is in Memphis sports. Like, there are times I'll say, it's too bad Memphis didn't focus on football earlier, and we'll all say that for purposes of conference realignment, right? But that's an easy thing to say when you go up against the reality that what do Memphians really care about?
Exactly.
It's kind of unrealistic to think they would have thrown basketball under the bus
and
say, let's spend money on football.
No, you're right, because look, right now, I'm like, why the hell would I ever write about Memphis football in the preseason ever again? I mean, I'll just write about Memphis basketball.
I don't know if I'm overreacting.
I'm not overreacting. I'm just reacting, right? I felt like that was a strong column, you know, and it was like during, it was a newsy time being picked first for the first time ever, and it's like, oh, okay, So
the idea that R.C. Johnson and Mike Rose and whatever would have, gone to John Calipari and said, hey, we're taking your money and we're giving it to Tommy West or whoever is maybe it's unfair to have asked it of them. Mm-hmm. Now, they did do it at Louisville, and at Louisville, like legendarily, Tom Jurich was the AD, and Louisville, is a place that cared more about basketball than football, and yet they figured out a way to still redo their stadium and to still build up their football program and to use that as the leverage to get into a better conference. And so I don't know how they did it, but it feels like maybe it's unfair revisionist history to say they should have done that, given the momentum, given the deep feelings in the city about what really matters.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. Because I posted that. Again, this is just like one little anecdote here, but hell, it matters to me. I'm not going to lie to you. I post a basketball story about, you know, that when I asked the experts, right, I pulled the experts up making the tournament, and I have a guy tweet me. He's like, it's football season. According to who? Not the readers. Right. Not the readers.
Well, they've been doing that for years.
It ain't according to – it ain't football. Yeah. Hell, it's –
Jason knows. Jason,
yeah,
Jason's
I would get that one back in the day.
Basketball
too.
Season is year-round, dog. I mean, I'm waiting on football season to start, you know? I mean, it's just an interesting case study, you know? It really is. And, again, like, people will go to games and they'll have a good time, myself included. You know, it's just in terms of what matters,
well, and
hopefully
what breaks
through.
Kind of season. Hopefully they'll have the kind of – because there are times that it has broken.
But, no, it's true. People wait. People wait kind of to invest emotionally in Memphis football, right? They have to see it first, and that's interesting to me. You know, that's an interesting dynamic. And I guess it's because, you know, the historically over the course of 30 or 40 years, Memphis football has not given you much reason to.
Funny, though, like, historically since the last, you know, 20.
No, I know. I mean, I don't know, 20, but
you would think it would start to turn the tide.
10,
you know?
10, yes, the last 10.
15.
And it had.
Yeah, whatever, 10.
10, like 10. Well, you can't, the Larry Porter year set us back.
It is funny. I literally,
in the end of Tommy.
One of the comments to my column about the Liberty Bowl, because I did, I had a sentence in there like, this is a little bit too bad this wasn't 15 years ago or 20 years ago, right? They didn't do this 15, 20 years ago. And a fairly prominent booster commented in the story and said, it would have been insane to, you know, to invest in football 15 years ago until, basically he said, until Justin Fuente got there. This is what the comment said. Until Justin Fuente got there, there was no reason to invest in Memphis football. He had to create the football program in order to earn the investment. And it did strike me when I read that there was a little bass backwards. Like, what, you couldn't find a good coach to elevate your football program to be worth investing in before Justin Fuente got here? But I do think that's where it started. It was Justin Fuente had to walk in, pick up a program that was – the pits, like it was getting smashed by Arkansas State.
Yep,
2-win season, just awful under Larry Porter, and had been honestly meager before that. Like, you had some good years under Tommy West, but a series of mediocre years as well. And so I get it that that would have been hard. Feel like you would have had a hard time investing that. But maybe it's the other way around. Maybe had you invested in it and had you considered it particularly, you know, a property that needed to be lifted up, you wouldn't have, you know, you wouldn't have needed Justin Fuente to come along and just pick it up out of the depths, because he did. It was a disaster.
Yeah,
and he'll tell the stories about how much it was. However bad, whatever he thought it was going to be like when he got to Memphis, it was dramatically worse. And he's the one who did the initial heavy lifting.
Yep. Jeff, you're the best, man. Thanks, as
always.
Thank you,
GC.
See ya.
Yep. Yeah, Jeff Cogg.
It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Yeah, not that I feel like we need to say this, but obviously you and I are both extremely excited about this Memphis football season. It's just certain metrics are just not as...
Again, I thank you guys. I know, and I understand where you come from, and I've been a guy who looks at those hits, too, to sort of gauge interest level. There's going to be more excitement than those clicks are indicating right now. You all named it. Jeff did it right. He put it in a way that I hadn't thought about it. He's right. We get caught up in the – we are programmed to get caught up in the buildup and the previewing of Tigers basketball. And in doing so, you know, you talk about the recruiting previous years. You know, your season tickets go up. They go to whatever. There is not that for football. We wait until it happens.
Mm.
And you said and I've said it too. Memphis football has to be good to great, and we wait to see. And when it's good and great, we'll get over there and support it. And especially now, again, you're going to have less capacity. I just think on most days, if they're doing what we expect them to do on most weekends, that place is going to be relatively full. Now with just a 32,000 capacity, it's going to be full and exciting. It will happen, but Ryan's got to take care of business on the field. You come out, start 0-1, that ain't going to help your case.
Yeah.
It'll be there, John.
We shall see.
Clicks might not be, but people will be interested. Tickets will be bought.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show, as always. Thanks to Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian as well. Jeffrey and Company up next. Norton Hart IV in this week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.